of reggae music, uh-huh. Root rock reggae, give it up for this of reggae music.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cousins and BS Show.
Hey, I am the R&B. I want all my people to see. We're bubbling on a top 100. Just like a mighty train. Play some music. Reggae music.
Cousin Smishy V, your self-proclaimed whiskey connoisseur, and of course with me is my co-host, Cousin Red. Wagwan cuz, what a guan. How you been?
Wait upon this beautiful afternoon.
I'm here. Nice weather, nice music. It's chilling.
Oh, it's terrible weather. Good drink,
okay, there we go. My guys, listen. Welcome. Say that again.
Listen to this beautiful sound.
That's the
beautiful sound of a smolder.
Oh, that's when the top pops?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Dylan.
So, guys, welcome back to another show. We are the cousins who inhale the bullshit and exhale. No, we inhale the reverse. What do we do? It's been a long, long week, so forgive me. We inhale the good shit.
Someone has too many. They're in the woods right now.
We inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. There we go. Mm-hmm. I got it. So, in honor of Reggae Month and Black History Month, happy Reggae Month, happy Black History Month. We're going to be jamming out to straight reggae tonight, nonstop, because nothing is sweet like reggae. So in case we have to say it, we will say it. We do not own the rights to any of the music that we play during tonight's show. We're merely just jamming out and showing some love and appreciation to the culture. So I think it goes without saying, I don't know about you, Red, but reggae is probably one of my all-time favorite genres of music. I think it should be for most people from the Caribbean or from Jamaica, at least. So is it the same for you?
Being me, it's my second favorite.
What's your favorite?
Dancehall.
Okay, I mean, still representing.
The unruly brother of reggae.
The unruly brother of reggae. I like it. But guys, you know, we're at episode 5 of season 2. Like, I cannot believe that we've already recorded, like, 4 whole episodes, and this is our 5th one. Like, what is up with that? Like, the way January move quick like a Joe Grant. It's just out the window.
No, over the clothesline.
I know. It's February. So, go ahead.
This month's going to be short, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, in nature by design, it's only 28 days, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go really fast. But be sure to let us know how many of you are still holding on and keeping strong to those New Year's resolution. Like, we're in February now, so if you've made it this far, might as well just continue. Like, there's no turning back. You've made it. Like, this is your point of check-in, and if you're still doing it, congratulations to you. I have slipped on a couple of mine. Others, I am doing, but we're not going to take that as a defeat. We're going to keep on doing it.
I hear you. I think the gym is empty now.
I think people, I mean, outside of the gym, I think people are still holding on this year more than ever, you know, certain stuff. So, and before we jump right into tonight's episode, I have to say thank you to our listeners, especially those of you who are joining us live, because it wouldn't be the Cousins NBS show without our listeners. So, hello, honorary cousins. Welcome and thank you. And for those of you who have been sharing and listening to the streams on YouTube after we air it and on Anchor and Spotify, big up on yourself and welcome. So I know that we said it's Reggae Month and also Black History Month. So tonight's episode is going to be a little bit different from our usual episodes, but it's all going to be centered around our culture, the music, and just a couple of things that have been happening pertaining to reggae music in the past couple of years and then the past few months. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here with us. We are going to be listening to some reggae and just jamming it up all night with you guys. So we'll soon come back. Welcome back, guys. So we're just going to jump right into tonight's episode. And like the title suggests, it's Roots Rock Reggae. So February, since I think around 2008, has been known for not only Black History Month, not only Bob Marley's birthday, but Reggae Month. It was sanctioned as Reggae Month. And then it was officially launched. So 2018 is how many years ago? Almost, I don't know, do the math.
Approximately 5 years ago.
2008?
No, 3 years. Eight? Oh, sorry. Eight. I said
18. No, 2008. Eight. Like 08.
Oh, eight. Okay, I see. So it's been 14 years ago.
Yeah. So it's been a minute. So, but the official launch of this Reggae Month just happened last Sunday, right before February 1st, which was, I think, on Tuesday. So the government has been doing this, I guess, rebranding of reggae music in a way to globally promote or recognize Jamaica's culture and product and, you know, all the things that we have to offer. But I feel like reggae music, it doesn't even need to be branded. It doesn't need rebranding. Like, it speaks for itself. It's its own brand, and it goes without saying. Like, people all over the world already recognize and know about reggae music. So tonight we're going to go into, you know, a little brief history about reggae music, a couple of, you know, or greats that are known for hits throughout the culture, as well as just talk about, you know, what reggae music is and what it does for us as a people, as a country, and what it means to our culture. So, Red, do you have a favorite reggae song or a moment that you associate or think about when you think about reggae music? Like, what is your reggae moment or...
There's a couple of reggae songs that I like. Primary between Glenn Washington and Barry Salmon.
Okay, who was the first one?
Glenn Washington.
Glenn Washington, okay. And Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, one of my favorite Tempted to Touch by Barry Salmon is probably...
That's a good one.
It's like, it resonated with me.
Okay, so
sports day.
Oh my God. So we will add that to the list. But I feel like for me, when I think about reggae, I think about like growing up in Jamaica and like all of my favorite childhood memories that are attached to like a particular song. So, like, when I think about reggae music, I think about the early settings of, like, a street dance or, like, Christmas morning or, you know, just a party when, as the soup pot go on, the Barry Salmon start play, you know, the Elton John, all of those, like, nice groovy music that almost make it seem, right, Jimmy Cliff, that make it seem like the food not going to taste good if the vibe is not right. It's almost like an atmosphere and an ambiance that the music itself create to make these moments what they are.
So you say that. So I have a very particular memory when it comes to reggae.
Uh-huh.
Sunday, about 1 o'clock in front of Bridie shop. You know,
that's a very...
I'm a little bit younger than you, and you know, I'm gonna paint the picture. So Brody was like the in shop, like when I was young. Like every Sunday, man, I gamble, domino, kappa, and two big speaker boxes I play reggae, loud as possible.
Right.
And we being so young, there was a big willow tree in front of Brody's shop. We just sit on our deer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wait for this one, you know, the big my chubby or bug juice.
Right.
And you're just taking like all the early reggae hits.
Right. So it's almost like, you know, it's a part of your childhood, like those fond memories, like.
Oh yeah, essentially, yeah. Yes, definitely. You know, like, you know, you even have a game, bet Armand who is tuna go play next.
Right.
Like, you know, like I'm talking like some early reggae and ska.
Right.
You know, like
you can tell the lineup based on how the selector is playing, right?
Yeah. In those days, it wasn't even like that. It's either a cassette or someone playing an individual record, like a 45.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, I'm talking young. I'm talking about 93, 94.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's like a particular memory. But the old, I was asked this too. The only time I can remember a radio count for something is on the radio. I went someone first string up, like.
That's the only time you can remember reggae?
You know what I'm saying? Counting for something like on the radio, like we as Jamaican, like, you know, like the consumption of reggae, it's, to me, it's like, it's weird because either you hear like your parents or your grandparents playing it, like a Sunday or holiday time.
Right.
Or the one of the most prolific is when the sound system first spring up, like you know, the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, hours,
right,
and then they start crossing over to early dance on.
Right.
So, like, that's where I remember hearing, like, the most of my reggae.
Yeah, like, but, you know, like, in the, and the beauty about our culture is that, and I read an article earlier this week that talked about the evolution of reggae, how it basically went from, like, revivalism to reggae. So even like when you say it crosses over into like the early dancehall, because most of the early dancehall, like when you talk about like the Yellow Man dancehall or the Tiger and those people, it's like it still has the beat and the drum of reggae. So like all our music just like it, you know, it blends over into each other, because when you think about it, yeah, if it says revivalism to reggae, you're talking like Pokemania, Mentos, Kya, Dinky Mini, all of those things that we learn about in school. And that, because reggae was not established until like the 1960s. That's like when my mother born. So reggae is not like no old thing like quadrilland them kind of dance, you know, Zion. You know?
Yeah, Zion music. 100%.
Right. 100%. So a lot, go ahead.
It's like a lot of people don't know that.
No.
100% right. A lot of people don't know that reggae is a very young thing.
Like, it put us on the map, and it's good, but it wasn't the first music of our culture.
It's an offshoot. Right. Just like dancehall is an offshoot of reggae.
Yeah. You know, and reggae has a lot of scat and rocksteady, because rocksteady is not reggae. Rocksteady is like Jamaican oldies. That's not really reggae, but it has like, that kind of beat. Right. The
Also, reggae should don't get the credit it deserves for its half brother, rap.
Oh. Yeah.
The next offshoot of reggae, you know, the idea, the concept.
Right.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I totally agree. You know, I even in that article I was reading where it says that, you know, traditionally people describe Jamaica as the land of wood and water, but it would be a more accurate description if we had said a land of wood, water, and music, which is so true, because when you think about music and dance, like that is such a big part of like our history.
We're gonna have to take out something and add track and field too.
That comes from the wood and the water. But when you think about like dating back to even slavery, like it was just a way how people express themselves, whether it's like having hope, whether it's love, pride, whatever it is. It was almost like a coping mechanism over the years. And like you said, it has just evolved so much that half, if not all, of the dancehall artists that we have now, at some point in their career, they sang a reggae song or collaborated with a reggae song. There's like a reggae fusion dancehall, you know, thing going on. The latest one was with Barris Hammond and Popcorn. Love that song.
That's a good fusion song.
Yeah, that's a really good song. So, I think.
I mean, you talk about fusion. I think one of my favorite fusion songs is probably Brian Levy and Bunty Killer.
Yeah, which one is that?
Living Dangerously.
Oh yes, that's a good song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I like that one.
Also, that's the first song I have ever put money in a jukebox.
Jukebox. I mean, technically it's jukebox, but in Jamaica we definitely say juka. It's a jukebox.
That's right. I know what that is. What is it called?
Jukebox.
Oh, a juka.
A juka.
Juka. I don't know. But
right. But no, you're totally that. Right.
And you don't remember the 50 cent, like the hard 50 cent.
Of course.
Okay,
alright. So I was alive and well born before paper money was a thing.
Okay, I'm just checking, you know. I want to show my age. So.
We know how old you are.
I remember that the one song, and that was the first song.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. I don't remember the year, but mm-hmm. I remember the song.
Right.
My first jukebox experience.
I don't think I've ever used one in Jamaica, but I've definitely used one here. And I will say it's hard to find like newer songs on there. Like the song has to be probably on a vinyl before it can be on a jukebox. Like I don't think
I actually went to a dive bar in New York,
mm-hmm.
and you could select from your phone.
That's a modern version of a jukebox.
Yeah, you pick a song
right.
from your phone. Like you pay it.
Uh huh.
Like the one the pay service, Cash mm-hmm. App, Apple Pay, mm-hmm. Venmo, and then you select a song. Mm-hmm. And then on the box itself, it stores 10 songs,
mm-hmm.
and yours is queued up in it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a modern take.
Right.
Who the hell want to use a jukebox
right.
nowadays? But I thought it was pretty cool. It's like a dive game
yeah.
bar. I think it was in Seoul or something like that. But
okay.
that was something.
That sounds like a good experience. Maybe I'll have to check that out if I ever go back to New York.
It was a vibe.
The way how New York going, no, New York coming like immigration border, like you got to be walking around with your vaccination card to get into anywhere. So
I got one though.
Well, have you seen in the news the amount of nurses that are in prison because they were faking vaccination cards and selling them? Oh my god. But that's definitely not reggae month material, so we're not even going to digress and touch that one. But reggae music in its own, you know, like it creates such it is such an important part of like positivity. Like when somebody say like what does reggae music feel like a lot of people would most time respond, you know, positive vibes or, you know, just relaxation and
happy feeling.
Right. And to me, like, music is so influential, especially reggae music, on the brain, that the type of music or the type of reggae artist that we actually listen to, it just has the ability to like change the way you think about certain things or the way you even just like look at the world.
So I have a statement,
okay.
right, that's going to invoke some memory.
Okay.
And then I have a tricky question for you.
Okay.
So for whoever had the chance to fly on Air Jamaica, like, it was a treat. Because one of the things is, when you flew on Air Jamaica, going to Jamaica, it was like all about Jamaican culture. And then back then, before you had your own individual TV,
mm-hmm.
there's one big TV, two per each side of the plane, right? And
right.
then usually they put on like a 20-minute documentary
right.
breaking down like where to go, what to see, the
mm-hmm.
island, the heroes, whatnot. And then after that, it would be like they just play straight reggae music.
Right.
Like that's, you know, it was a treat because you had
right.
nothing to do on a plane back
mm-hmm.
then. And being a plane guy, Air Jamaica plane fleet was like a older fleet of plane, you know.
Right.
So they never made it to like an individual TV. And I've
in
flown
the back
on
of the seat.
Air Jamaica
right.
several times. And then the next treat was the food, like
mm-hmm.
the little mini food. There's always two options. And going to Jamaica, it was Jamaican food. And coming to U.S., it was U.S. food.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good experience.
Right.
Like,
that's another
nice
memory that
flight.
Is affiliated with reggae music for you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Now, my question for you
mm-hmm.
is, some Jamaican might call consider it blasphemy, but do you think Bob Marley is overrated?
No, I think his son is. Ziggy.
Which one?
Ziggy. I said it.
Okay, Ziggy.
I think he is.
Okay.
I mean, Gong is on point, but Ziggy.
I think.
I don't see.
You know how you say last week Cardi B went after people for slandering her?
For Cardi B?
Yeah, I think everyone with the last name Marley is overrated. Okay. Except Gong. That's it.
I like Gong. Gong is on point. Yeah.
He's the only one that can inherit any kind of Marley talent.
And right.
If they give the Grammy to one more Marley, I am going to live it.
I do think that Bob is, you know, is deserving of all the accolades and the recognition that he has received over the years. Like I said, Gong definitely, but I don't know. I just have a really hard time associating Ziggy's name with the reggae. Like, it's so, you know how Sean Paul and Shaggy, they're Jamaican, but their sound is more American, like pop, rap, reggae. It's like a fusion.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about him. Like, there's not one song.
Like commercial.
Right. Like, the songs that he sings that I take to art, you know, they're all Marley's song that he does, like, a cover for. They're not like his thing. I mean,
if you had a gun to my head right now, you said Mumble One Ziggy Marley song, I would be dead.
I don't know. Me either.
I don't know.
Is that a bad representation of our culture or
No, I just think that it's the cachet. Alright, so first
I don't associate reggae with him for his song, just for his name.
Okay. I think Bob Marley deserves his credit because he brought so many things together at once, and then he pushed the ballad farther and put reggae on a stage that no one ever did.
Yeah.
If you ask me if there's a better artist in the reggae genre than Bob Marley, I'd tell you yes, but he's definitely... He's definitely deserving of the crown.
No, yeah, I don't think there is a comparison. I feel like he's in his own league for his time. Are there better songs that people have been grooving out to since then? Yes, but Bob, like when you think about reggae, okay, let me say this.
I was gonna go in his time. I wasn't gonna go out of his time.
No, so maybe let's jump into the next chapter or the next segment of our show tonight, because which is basically reggae music word association. So I feel like that is like the perfect segue for us to talk about exactly what you were just saying. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and do our version of word association, but it's with reggae music. So we'll explain it as soon as we come back. And this is the fusion song with Barris Hammond and Popcorn, God's Love. Love this song.
All I know, that is holy. Protect your life if you wanna know. Even people will kill you slowly. All I know, that is holy. Protect your life if you wanna know. Even people will kill you slowly. You see, faith is a key that opens all doors. Yeah, if you believe, patient, my brother, then you will receive. Yeah, oh, be not offended by negative things that people say. Oh, ay 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 ay. Oh, Popcorn says again. All I know is that it's only protect your life if you wanna know. Even people will kill you slowly. All I know is that it's only protect your life if you wanna know. Evil people will kill you slowly.
Love that song. And we are back. So, Red, you were saying that when you think about Bob Marley, you're thinking that there are better artists now or better music that would be more associated with reggae than he is. Is that what you were saying? Red, did we lose you?
I'm here. No, I'm saying not better, but in that era of Bob Marley, like mm-hmm. in that time frame where the early artists that adopted like the, mm-hmm. the vocals, mm-hmm. the songs, the skill set mm-hmm. in that era, like I think they were better, but he embodied so much mm-hmm. and brings so much together that he's deserving of the crown.
Okay.
Like for instance, let's switch to a different, like, you know, being the king of dancehall, like, you know what I'm saying? He has that title, right? But do you really think he's deserving of it in today's current environment?
No, but you see, that's the thing, like we were talking about the evolution of our music. Like, so for his time and his era when he came out starting, like he was top of his game for when dancehall just became like an established genre of music. So he was basically the first to ever do it. So basically, if somebody else 10 years from now ran as fast or faster than Usain Bolt and beat Usain Bolt's record, they will now be the fastest man in the world. And yes, Usain Bolt won't have that title anymore, but he was the first to ever do it the way that he did it. That nobody has ever, you know, done what Usain Bolt has done before.
Well,
so he was the king of dancehall. He is deserving. It's just a different time.
Now, I'm not saying that deserving, but if in that era, like when I think about like Peter Tosh mm-hmm. or Emmanuel Dennis Brown, like mm-hmm. you know, those are very, or John Holt, yeah, those are very, like you listen to their song,
yeah.
It's overshadowed by Martin, and you. They didn't get the shine because for one thing or the other, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think...
I mean, that's how I feel about Tanya Stevens. Like, she didn't get the shine that she deserves. Like,
oh
I still don't know how comes Tanya Stevens is not the greatest. What?
The vocal picture here is that might propose to you.
Listen, she is...
That's it. She's the... She's second best ladies.
Listen, man, the woman, me not see nobody in a fair class when it comes to lyrics, and the woman just step on a different level.
She's second best ladies.
No. Lady Star can't come against Tanya. When it comes to, we not do that tonight. We are talking about reggae. I'm going to go down the list of a couple of our greats. So, like, you know, like you said, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Dennis Brown, Jimmy Cliff, the whole shebang. And you are going to give me a word, the first word that comes to your mind when you think about this person or when you hear this song.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, it could be a sentence, a statement, or just one word, and then I'll do mine. So... when you hear this song, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What song is this?
That's
I wanna love you and treat you right.
What song comes to your mind when you hear that song by Bob?
What song comes to my mind?
What word? What word comes to your mind?
What word?
Mm-hmm.
Love. Red love.
See for me, when I hear this song, I just think reggae. Like this, to me, his voice is almost like equivalent to the definition of that genre of music for me?
Honestly, you know, the intro of that song is the instrumental. You just gotta hear it. It does something to you.
Yeah, it's just, and that's what reggae is. It's the distinct, like, the differentiation of the beat of the drum versus, like, you know, with ska is a more upbeat, with reggae it's more like a one drop kind of groovy, you know, and that beat on almost all of Marley's songs is just so reggae. You said sure love. Is. Say what?
I said it sure is.
Yeah. I think that's a really good definition or a word that I would say is definitely reggae. Okay, so next up, and I know you had said earlier that he was probably one of your favorite, or you would probably choose him over Bob, but what comes to your mind when you hear this song?
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no. Oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred.
June!
Show the goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life.
Say what?
That's exactly what I come to. You know what's so funny? Like, that song, you would hear a dance 1 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
You would never ever hear a Bob Marley song at 1 o'clock at night yet, dance.
That's not true. Come on. Maybe not as often.
Okay. You know, this is it. I say, we're some bad man boy that you have. You hear that drop. You know it, yeah, but leave your hands in the air.
That's true.
Just.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. I agree with you.
I'm just saying, it's always, you know what? Since we're on the subject,
right?
To me, Bob Marley's bigger outside of Jamaica than in Jamaica.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
I never understand the scope of him until I left Jamaica.
Yeah. Yep, that's so true. I agree with you. You have a point right there. He's like the face of reggae music to get people to come there, and then they appreciate the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's almost like the fake people trying to emulate our accents versus going to Jamaica and hearing what a real Jamaican sound like.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. All right, so we're going to move on to, I would also say, one of Jamaica's all-time greats. Like, you know, this man was so great, is still so great. But what comes to your mind when you hear this song?
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want.
Yeah, but what comes to your mind when you hear this? For me, I think white rum. Like, we just want money in our bar right now with a cup of white rum in our hand. And some wicked foot movement.
I can see the old time rum head with drink the rum with water.
Some wicked foot movement. It can't be. You have to include the foot movement. Okay, I have another one, and this artist too is also, I think, more UK or internationally recognized than they are in the Caribbean, but we still do know and appreciate UB40, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Christmas.
No, man. Even in a Tim Carlota shopper extender, so don't appear soon. Yeah, man. Or a Sunday bar vibe, no?
That too. You know what? I forgot which radio station Sunday. They call it Sunday Bar Zone. Like, I don't remember which one. You might know one of me.
Sunday Bar Zone?
Yeah, and it's nothing but like old times.
No, Sunday, I don't
know that. It's a mix. I heard last time I was in the area, like 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nothing but reggae. Well,
then that works. All right, what comes to your mind when you hear this good old one?
Try your best just to make it quick.
I'm at the exactly.
Oh, my 10 to the 6.
I'm trying to get that white. That's exactly.
Because there must be something she can do. This heart is broken.
So somebody trying to get that dance? I think I would associate this one with love. Or infatuation.
That's why
there's a patient by the name of Gregory.
This Barrington Levy is definitely a pull up. I don't think I've ever heard it play in a dance either and then I pull it up.
It cannot.
No.
It's impossible.
So that means we would be doing it an injustice to not pull it up? I don't know.
This is my lesson. I'm too expert.
Doesn't want me around. She's got something
to hide.
I tell you this too.
I think she won't climb.
I think it was like 2014. Mm-hmm. I went to a dance in Speedboat.
But I keep telling her, I'm too experienced to be taking for a stroll.
They select the summertime when you pull up in the sun.
Alright, this here's our next one, which I think this is a really good one.
God, tonight is coming to know it's real. Exactly how the road line feel. Oh, baby.
Okay, what do we associate with this video?
Yeah, this one is called Lover's Choice. Never know you would I really feel so nice, love spot.
Man, when you finally get the girl, no?
With you, I'm in the
I look at the girl for a long time and he finally.
In my head, yeah.
I don't want to let you go. With you, I'm in no
in my head,
it's definitely. Desire the inevitable. Without your sweet caress, I'm so.
Yo, Butcher really did lay down some good tracks. This And then, you know, as we get into like the newer, before we go into the newer, half a drop of Elton. When I hear this, I think liberation.
What, the Black Nation? I love it. From the day I'm born with the dog, you say, Michael and the cross. I ain't no last. Stay sick and no such. What's up? Black woman and child, you, yeah. For you, I really have so much love. Africa still remains so fine. Empresses and emperors living from in those times. I know you're the first to give birth and
of course we had.
Now this one dedicated to all of you. Them who are going to say nice things to them girls. Treat her like diamonds and pearls.
This is literally a song that they play when dancers start to, you know, or like when they might change over to like another set of music.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel.
Girl,
you're my friend when I'm
with you. Yeah, what is one big part? party when it's on. So this is where like the dance hall started to come in, where people were like rapping, and it started to move away from reggae, but still had like the reggae beat. Some mention, some may not giving that much attention. I think this is probably your favorite of all.
Well, you see, if this really me have a patch, you know, man, made it. And you see, after me done made it, me set it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen.
Zungo, zungo,
zungo, zen. Said if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 plus 5, it equals to 10. And if you have
a good, you must have a pen. No, it's a full of. What?
So hold on. I'm categorizing this as early dancehall.
This is reggae transitioning into dancehall.
Yeah.
But Yellow Man was the type of man to talk his songs. Like, I don't know.
He's like a young Drake.
And the man say, if you have a good, you put him in a pen. Like, duh. Where's that going to put him? So we have to play this again.
Well, you see, if this really me have a patch, Yellow Man made it. And you see, after me done made it, me set it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Say, if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say, 5 plus 5, it equals to 10. And if you have a boat, you put them in a pen. And if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Zungo, zungo.
Jamaican music is cult. Okay, so we have time for.
So you would tell me if you said Carlo Magoli.
Yo, that's in a category all by itself. Damn.
Wait, you would that?
That the number one. That the backup in the mentor and the Pokemania revival. Alright, so up next, of course, we cannot ever have a reggae night without Uncle.
Oh, what a night! What a night, what a night! Oh gosh, what a night! I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good,
huh? What
you
say?
You know
Barakat? Which Barakat? Mr. Kanfada Barakat? Mm-hmm. My dad's best friend Barakat? Mm-hmm. I see him sang this time.
When he's daddy
Barry, he's talking. Yeah, he's my daddy. I see him sang this one. Big up yourself, Uncle Barry. When is Uncle Barry start dance? Oh. He might love Barry's more than daddy, but the two of them love him. And then we started moving like more into, I think, where we are now, which is the Marley.
Out in the street, they call it
murder.
Jump where the thugs and jump but to bone are we in a
band. Would you really call this reggae? That new school reggae? What is it?
Yeah, I guess. With the cadence and the rhythm, you can say it's reggae.
It's
not
like,
quite dancehall.
Yeah, it's not dancehall. Yeah. It's like the new song to reggae. Because he has the same sound that I would probably know associates with like Chronic. Right?
True.
Yeah, I would say. For me, like when I think about reggae music and how it has like helped me in my daily life, it's like my personal therapist. Like I think there is a reggae song for every emotion that I've ever gone through. You know, daily motivation. Yeah, like think about like when you feeling down, like it's a daily reminder for something. Like you said just now, the best breakup advice. Reggae music, like the words are just so precise. It's almost like you're going through the same thing that this person is singing about, you know. Like take Uncle Berry's for example. They always say a people will love give one love Berry someone because all in talk about that cheating and taking other woman. Uncle Berry's, but I feel like reggae music can be whatever you want it or need it to be whenever. So, my two cents is, go ahead.
Double Trouble is classic.
Double Trouble is very classic. So guys, listen to some reggae music this month. Show some love and appreciation to the culture. And if you have any questions about a song that you might not understand, just shoot us a quick message on our social media platforms and we'll be more than happy to answer it. So, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for jamming out with us tonight to just some music. Because, you know, it's Reggae Month. It's Black History Month. Like, stay strong, brothers and sisters out there. Do your thing. Do you. You know, be liberated. Come back next Thursday while we talk about something more. Stay safe. This is Cousin Smishy.
Have a beautiful night. Stay tight.
Don't make your butt cheeks fight. What did you say?
Your butt cheeks tight.
There we go. You gotta keep your slogan. Anyways, guys, this is us signing off. Love enough.